This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has lashed out at Democrats overseeing an impeachment inquiry. AP's Sagar Magani reports. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday made a final Brexit offer to the European Union, including his plans for the Irish border, but most other details are scarce. North Korea said on Thursday that it had successfully test-fired a new weapon, a submarine. It's a ballistic missile from the sea to contain external threats and bolster self-defense ahead of fresh nuclear talks with the United States. The launch on Wednesday was the most provocative by the North since it resumed dialogue with the United States in 2018, and a reminder by Pyongyang of the weapons capability it has been aggressively developing. And again, President Trump lashes out at Democrats overseeing an impeachment inquiry.
In the Oval Office and then the East Room with Finland's leader by his side, the president was visibly angry at House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff.
They should look at him for treason.
Democratic rival Joe Biden.
Biden and his son are stone cold crooked.
And reporters who pressed him on the probe.
You know who's playing into the hoax? People like you.
The president did not say yes or no when asked if he'd cooperate with a House request for documents on Ukraine. Schiff said earlier Congress would not look kindly on any more stonewalling.
Will be considered as evidence of obstruction.
And also warned the president against any efforts to intimidate the whistleblower at the probe's heart or any other witnesses. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a final Brexit offer to the European Union, including his plans for the Irish border, but not many other details. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
In a public letter to EU leadership, the Prime Minister calls for a regulatory zone to span the entire island, both Northern Ireland and the Republic, which will govern all trade goods. To avoid border checks, he says a declaration system would be introduced for small business traders, along with a trusted traders program to speed up the process. Johnson's border plans, if approved by the EU and British Parliament, would replace the so-called backstop proposals which played a role in sinking his predecessor, Theresa May's government. Johnson has vowed to bring the UK out of the EU, deal or no deal, by October 31st.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. At a memorial marking a year since journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder shocked the world, his fiance is still asking what happened exactly and who was responsible.
A memorial started at the time 1 year ago. The Washington Post columnist walked into the consulate, never to return. Post owner Jeff Bezos pointed out Khashoggi was getting documents so he could marry Hatice Cengiz.
You are in our hearts. We are here, and you are not alone.
Cengiz was waiting for Khashoggi outside the consulate on that day.
After a worst year in my life, I stand here, broken but proud.
1 year later, she wants answers.
What happened to his body?
Saudi Prince Mohammed says he takes full responsibility for Khashoggi's death, but denied he ordered it. I'm Ed Donahue.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders leaving the campaign trail and until further notice after undergoing surgery for a blocked blood vessel near his heart. Seven people were killed, several others were injured when a World War II vintage B-17 airplane crashed at an airport near Hartford, Connecticut on Wednesday. The so-called Flying Fortress experienced some type of problem shortly after takeoff and was trying to return to Bradley International Airport when it crashed. Again, seven people were killed. Several other people were injured when that World War II vintage plane crashed. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.